When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
With you, shoddy with you. Banger. The Biebs song. The Biebs and the Mistletoe, baby.
So good.
Yeah. Ageless Wonder.
It's back when we just said shoddy. Shoddy with you.
Shoddy with you.
What a banger. I mean, I'd have been the same way if I was that age and Bieber was at the top of his game. I'd have been there. Screaming, crying, asking for an autograph.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. He just, one less lonely girl. He was like 9. Yes. I was 20, and I was like, I don't know why I'm watching this. Put that volume down, man. Come on now. All the dinner plates and dinner dates that you went through. Come on now. No, but happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to all of you out there. Have a safe weekend of travel. Enjoy it. You know, it'd be a little bit nicer to people. You don't know. Some people are like pinching pennies right now just to make sure they have a good Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's stressful.
It's very stressful, right?
That's why we'll do Richard of the Week at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
But either way, you get that segment. Just had Mitch Holtis on the show. Always love hearing from him. Apparently, I'm supposed to get therapy from Mitch Holtis. Just absolutely getting roasted by Mitch Holtis. Can we just go ahead and put that out there?
Savage.
Absolutely. Every week, I get boom roasted by Mitch. Calling me the Don of the party. I was sitting at a table eating food, talking to salespeople. I mean, like, you know what I mean? I was just kind of festering my way through things. But no, it was a good time. His sweatshirt that night was just
sick. God, yes. It was like a retro, like Chiefs sweater zippered up. Like it looked like an old school, like if you were in high school in the 50s and 60s, like the old school letter jacket. That's what it was.
Yeah. From the 816, Mac, don't let Dusty pick the music anymore. Get back to some rock. Merry Christmas. Mac, who picked that song?
That's me, man.
It's Christmas time, man. It's Christmas time.
What now, 816?
It's a good song.
Can't wait to see your next text to the text line, 913-586-7965. It is the end of the hour festive time. So yesterday or 2 days ago, I don't know if you saw this or not, Mahomes gifted his offensive line. Mm-hmm. Boy, if I did, you know, work for the Chiefs and played offensive line, I'd be very thrilled with the gifts. Brand new pair of cowboy boots that are absolutely sick.
I think they're made out of ostrich, if I'm not mistaken.
No, they are. They're ostrich boots. That's why the little bumps are there on the toes, because they like smoke it and then they pull the feathers out and it leaves that imprint into the boot. I'm either completely telling me lies.
I think you're right about that.
A pair of Oakley sunglasses.
Yep.
Those pants that you wear on your legs after like an intense workout, they're like compression pants. They kind of soothe the muscles.
Mm-hmm.
They look like MC Hammer pants from back in the day.
They do, yeah.
Mac, do you know who MC Hammer is? Heard that.
Yeah.
And then the Yeti cooler, like the big one on wheels that can hold like 40, 30 packs, and then a Rolly. Mm-hmm. For those of you that don't get that reference, a Rolex. Damn, that's a great gift bundle. Again, I wouldn't need the pants or the sunglasses, but the boots, the Rolex, and the Yeti, I would have been like the best kid that Christmas if that was what I would have gotten.
See, I would go with the pants and the Yeti cooler.
The hell you need those pants for?
Oh, after running, man, your legs throb. Yeah, you know, I would like it. Yeah, I think it would be good after a run to see, you know, what it does, because sometimes you get that restless leg syndrome at night because you're running and whatnot. So I would absolutely use those pants. Mm-hmm. I've never been a watch guy, and sunglasses I buy cheap because, you know, they break all the time. So
yeah, I'd lose them. That's the
thing. And then lose them. Another thing, yeah.
Or they just look like the sunglasses that Johnny Depp wore in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
They do kind of look like that.
I feel like I'm getting ready to go see Mike TV get shrunk.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just not a boot guy.
They look really cool. Nice. Yeah.
I'm just not a boot guy.
I can't pull them off. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Pulling them off, no chance. Yeah.
No, if someone saw me in boots, they'd be like, bro, what?
Yeah. Come on, man. You're not, you know, put those away. Sell them back.
Put the Vans back on.
Yeah. And then you saw what the guy out in California did, right? Brock Purdy.
He got everybody a car.
How did he afford that?
There's a sponsorship because it's all Toyotas.
Yeah, but when you look at Brock Purdy's salary, it's not even $1 million. Mm. By the time taxes and all that taken out, like he basically spent his entire paycheck, if he did, on those cars for his offensive linemen. That's like insane.
His linemen combined make over $30 million. He's at $970K.
So. Right. And he got them all trucks.
All nice cars.
That's a hell of a gift by Brock Purdy.
The best question I've seen on the text line is, did DJ Humphries get the gifts? That'd be awesome.
Better question is this, did Wanya Morris get the gifts?
Seriously.
And then this one, what man under the age of 40 wears a watch, Rolex or not? And those boots suck. Yeti cooler, the only decent item. Come on.
What?
And then, of course, another one is, wow, a Rolex? I don't even wear watches, but if I had that, I'd wear it every day the rest of my life.
Yes.
I'd be shaking every hand with that left hand. Oh, hey, sorry. Nice to meet you. No, I think it's great that they do that. And then Brock Purdy, obviously, with his salary, which brings us into our festiveness of the next topic, Christmas movie rankings. Mm-hmm. Bob, why don't you take the stage?
All right. I got two that I just absolutely love. It's Christmas Vacation. I can't watch that enough. I just laugh and laugh every single time.
Why is the floor wet, Ted?
I don't know, Margo. Like, it's just so good. And then Home Alone for me. Those are the two, like, if I'm thinking about the best Christmas movies, those are the two for me that are up there. They're funny. They're entertaining. They're right in my wheelhouse, right? They're really good. And Elf could be on that list
as
well.
Oh, for sure. Elf's so good.
Elf is a timeless classic,
I know your
too.
Kids are getting older and, like, things get busy. Do you guys still find yourself every once in a while sitting around
not
when
really.
A Christmas movie comes on?
No. I mean, we got a long flight, so maybe we'll be doing that here in the near future.
Yeah, no doubt.
Watching a movie. But, I mean, like, I'm to the point now where I love that they're independent and they're doing their own thing, but you do miss some of that, that kind of stuff.
For sure.
You know?
Mac Morenstein, do you have any, what's your two movies?
Well, actually, a new one entered the fray this year. I watched Die Hard for the first time ever, and I think that's going to be an every year.
A new one.
Yeah, he's a growing boy.
A new one for me.
I found this new movie. It's called
Die Hard. Have you guys heard of
this?
It's kind of badass. Definitely a Christmas movie. It's like,
definitely a Christmas movie. Don't know why there was a debate about that. Yeah. But yeah, I have now seen it, and I think that'll be an every year watch for me.
Skip the second one, watch the third one.
Okay.
Second one's terrible.
Okay.
I saw a guy last night
just
at this party
like
we were at.
Jima.
Had a shirt on that says, it said Nakatomi Plaza on it. It had the building.
Yes.
So it is a Christmas
totally
movie.
Totally is.
You know?
The whole soundtrack is Christmas.
And now you understand the Yippee-ki-yay reference.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, go ahead and say that.
Say it, Mac.
Then you'll never come back from vacation. Minor Home Alone, obviously, let's be real. You had another one, right?
I Jingle All the Way. Yeah. Turbo Man.
How bad of a person is Ted?
The worst.
Bad Santa's good, too.
Bad Santa's all right.
It's okay. It's fine. It's like after like 10 minutes, I'm like, all right, like I got it. The kid's annoying. Yeah. He just cusses and like has sex with his chick in the hot tub. Like, all right, I got it.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
I guess. Is your grandmother spry? Spry? Like, is really this kid, this kid's really this dumb? Eats his advent calendar hammered, cuts his hand, making him a pickle?
Why do you sound like Binkley?
I don't know. Bad Santa's trying. Just different, I guess, is why everybody loves it. Home Alone and It's a Wonderful Life.
That's never been one of mine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's like your opinion, man. But like I watch It's a Wonderful Life every Christmas Eve, the last thing I do with that old fashioned, and I will cry at the very end when he drops the line of, and Merry Christmas to my brother George, the richest man in town. When I hear that, it's on. I mean, my face is soaked.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie. I don't care how many times my parents watched it. I always hated it because it was in black and white.
I think that's part of the problem for me.
And then as I got older, I appreciated it.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Stewart is fantastic in that movie.
He's the best.
Quickly, songs.
Did you know there was black and white TV at one point,
Come
Mac?
Come on. His fiance's favorite movie is Wizard of Oz.
First color movie ever.
Favorite songs, Merry Christmas, Baby, Bruce Springsteen, not even close. And then Christmas in the Hollis.
That's great, right? Christmas in the Hollis is fantastic.
You play that in the suburbs of Lee Summit, and you start getting people like, why is his music so loud?
Yeah, no, that's a good one. Yeah, you got to play that one coming back. That's
great.
That's an all-time classic.
Have you ever heard Christmas in the Hollis?
I don't think so.
Well, oh, okay. My good. How about Christmas Rapping? Baby.
I don't think so.
Have you by Curtis Blow? Have you heard Christmas Rapping by Curtis Blow? If I'm not mistaken, either Christmas in Hollis or Christmas Rapping by Curtis Blow, and you'll understand this more than Mac will, I think Robert A. Ford's father wrote one of those songs. So I'm not sure which one it was or helped produce because he was a big record producer back in the day. So I think it was Christmas Rapping by Curtis Blow that Robert Ford's father was a big producer of that song as well.
You ever heard Boxing Day by Blink-182?
Oh, yeah.
On the Doggy Dog album?
So good.
Great song.
So good.
Your songs?
The Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. From those,
Jetsnut?
Yeah, right, exactly. Merry Christmas by Elton John and Ed Sheeran. I really like that song a lot. And then, of course, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas is
Classic.
You.
Yeah, I'd go Blue Christmas, played earlier. Really good one. Love Elvis.
Mason,
and then
Mason Ramsey one or the Elvis
I'd
one?
Go with the original. Okay. And then Reliant K. I don't know if you guys know that band. Great band. Great Christmas album. The whole thing's awesome. So I would do that.